Think about your day and your week ahead. What lies in advance of this moment? First, know that God has you in the palm of his hand, cares about you more than anything. And then know that God has a job for you to do. Lord, thank you for the words you have given us today. May we hear what we need to hear so that we can do what we need to do. In Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. It's tough to go first. When teachers in class, and you remember back, you know, did you like raise your hand like first? Like, who wants to clean the blackboard today? Was that you? Did you raise your hand? I'll do it. Certainly somebody here would have said that. There got to be. John, how about you? So disappointed. So disappointed. Oh, really? Wow, that was a learned behavior. That's nice. That's great. How about somebody else? So you like to volunteer? Somebody says, will you help out? Yeah, you raise your hand. You want to help out. There are lots of people serving our military today. They said, I'll go. Back a couple hundred years ago, when the revolution started in this country, you think they went around saying, you want to go? You want to follow? Remember last week, we talked about the revolution? What would have happened if the Sons of Liberty decided not to be so libertarious? What if they decided not to go first? Think anybody else would have followed? No, you need somebody to go first if you're going to have somebody follow. That's why it said in the scriptures that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory. The glory is of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. Would we have known how to follow God if Jesus didn't come and show us? Well, no, we would just stumble along as we do. We would have managed to move the needle just a wee bit. But God didn't put us on this planet just to sort of move the needle just a little bit. God put us on this planet to make a difference on this planet. And Jesus was sent, God in the flesh, to become like you and me only, huge difference here, perfect. Never sinned. Never made a bad choice. Never had to say, oh, dang, I am sorry. You know, that's one thing Jesus never had to do. But in all of the ways the scripture tell us, he was just like you and me. And he, in that mode, in that relationship, he's the one that went first. He showed us the way. He gave us the truth. He inspired us with life that will have no end. So Jesus is the great model. Jesus went first. And now when he sends the disciples, he sends them out and he says, you go first. Now, what would the disciples have thought? Jesus has been traveling from town to town. Remember, he's on his way to Jerusalem. He's not on his way to Jerusalem just for a holiday. Although he was an observant Jew, he would have been there for the Passover. But Jesus is on his way for another mission, a deeper mission, one that no one else really clued in on. One that he told the disciples about frequently, but they just couldn't hear it. Was there ever truth that you may have stumbled across later that you heard before, but you just weren't ready to understand it? How about the wisdom of cleaning your room when your parents told you to do that as a kid? Never really made sense. Makes sense now, doesn't it? How about putting the milk away after you drink it? Why would I do that? I'm going to use it tomorrow. Well, no, of course not. You finally figure it out. Now I understand. So the disciples were a lot like that with Jesus. He kept telling them things. Oh, geez, now I understand. And so on one of those occasions, Jesus says, now it's your turn. So have you ever been sort of inspired, pushed, directed to go first when you didn't want to? Last week I was at the Ocean City, the pier, or the boardwalk area where the Playland. I went with some of our nephews and nieces and grandkids and stuff. And, you know, I'm not huge on the amusement rides. Not real huge. I don't like being jostled around a lot. You know, that may surprise you. I don't know. But I don't like that stuff. Now, so my nephew and my nephews and grandnephew, They said, come on, Uncle Kevin, we want you to go on a ride with us. And Aunt Melissa, of course, she has like 5 billion tickets to Playland. If you ever need any tickets, just hit up Melissa because she's got them. And so we have the tickets, and so I said, I always say every year, like for 3 or 4 years straight, nope, sorry, can't go. Nope, sorry, can't. Nope, not the, I'm sorry, I got a broken leg. You know, oh, nope, I'm sorry, I got a cold. I just can't go. Oh, my ears hurt today. Sorry, I can't go. Well, this time I said, okay. I know, really, I should not have said this. And so here's the ride they picked, the pirate ship. Do you know the pirate ship? The pirate ship is the one that looks very innocent. And I had forgotten what the pirate ship ride was like. Totally forgotten. I don't know. I'm old. And so we're in line. And of course, they said, no, Uncle Kevin, you go first. I said, okay. So we were in line. We had to wait. It was a long line there. We had our tickets ready. And I'm thinking, this thing is hardly moving. This is sliding back and forth. I'm thinking, I'm going to take a nap because this is really great. And so we finally get up there. And of course, I didn't want to go first. But, you know, they thought, they had faith in me. So I'm going first. And then we get in the row. And I'm thinking, if I sat in the lower end, in the middle, I won't go up as high. Of course, all that's cordoned off. You know, you can't sit in the middle of this thing. So we're up at the end. You go first. I don't want to go first, but it's too late. It's sort of like Jesus last week when he invited people to follow him. They said, I got stuff to do. I'd rather not. He goes, you either go now or never. This is it. This is your day. This is your moment. Make the choice. And so I made the choice, and so I went. It was the worst experience of my life. Totally awful. Melissa, who was watching me down below, probably laughing. You can ask her later if that's true. I just imagined her laughing. But she says, I was more pale than she's ever seen me. Well, naturally, my blood are in my big toes. I mean, there's no blood in the face at all. And I'm like just going back and forth. And I'm thinking, no, this thing can't last forever. It lasted forever. And I thought, I watched it, it goes back and forth, right? Well, I had my eyes closed. I swear I went in a circle. Because that's what it felt like. When I got up at the end, I felt like we were going upside down. I'm like, did I put my phone in my pocket? No, that's safe. And I wonder if, and Liam is next to me. I'm thinking he's going to fall out because he weighs like 30 pounds. And he's like giggling and laughing. This was great. Isn't this great? It wasn't great. But sometimes going first is a great reward because you know what happened at the end when we got out? I was walking pretty normal, not very normal. And so we're walking out, and the attendants are very nice, and they're all looking at me just strange, I guess because I was just so pale. But here's what the kids said. They said, thank you for going on the ride with me. That was worth it. Yeah, mostly. No, it was totally worth it, because sometimes going first can be a bit risky. First of all, you feel like you're alone, even though there's like a huge crowd of people behind you. It's not like if anything happens to you, it's only going to happen to you. It's going to happen like to everybody. So that was an experience of going first when I didn't really want to go first, but I felt like I was prepared to go first. There was no reason why I wouldn't go first. And I was with a team of people who said we could do this. And there were attendants and safety nets all around. And the only uncomfortable thing was my personal discomfort because I just don't like to be jostled around. By the way, that's the number one jostle ride of all time. And so Jesus is with his disciples. They've seen him go out and do amazing things. They even have gone out and done amazing things with him. But this is the first time in the gospel lesson, the good news story about Jesus, where the disciples are sent out as his advance team. Hey, I got a job for you to do today. Oh, great, Jesus. Where are we going? Well, actually, not we. Actually, you are going to visit all these towns, and I have some very careful instructions for you to follow. We heard them here. And I want you to go and bless towns that you visit. I want you to stay a while. And if you come to a town that isn't receptive, I just want you to move on. Don't invest your time in things that aren't reaping benefits. Don't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect different outcomes. So try something new. Go to the town. Be a blessing. Transform lives. I'm with you, even though I'm not with you. It'll be great. You're my advance team. I'll check in with you later. And Jesus essentially, like our eagles here on our cemetery property, George and Adele, earlier this year in April, March, they had two eaglets They're named Elliot and Eloise. Elliot is named for our cemetery superintendent, Scott's firstborn child, Elliot. And Eloise just sounded like it went with Elliot. And so Elliot and Eloise, there are pictures online, and in the connections you would have seen photos, and there's even more at the photographer's website. She took pictures of our eagle's nest almost every week since they were born. And they were like this big when they were born, and they were being fed by Adele there in the nest. And now, 90-some days, 100 days later, they were just booted out of the nest. You should see the nest. It looks like they were booted out of the nest. Because there comes a time when George and Adele said, Elliot, Eloise, you're too big to stay in the nest. You've got to leave. Sure, get right on it. Sure, tomorrow's good. Oh, sure, when I'm not hungry anymore. Sure, you keep feeding me great food. And so there came a time when Adele and George stopped feeding Elliot and Eloise. Total fast. They just shut them off. And you can imagine how the birds were in the nest, right?
Yeah.
Eating? Food? Tummy? Hungry? I don't know what they say to each other. Elliot and Eloise, they didn't get fed. It would have been on for days, even a week or longer. No food for mom and dad. And so finally, mom and dad booted them. They were huge. They started this way. Only like 4 months later, they're like almost full size. The only thing you can't tell that they're not full grown yet is they don't have a bald head yet. That comes later, just like with people. And so George and Adele booted Elliot and Eloise out of that nest. And now you see them soaring around. And we're hoping that they each find a mate and they find another tree among our many across our 200 acres where they will build a home. And maybe next spring we'll have another two eagle families coming. But somebody's got to go first. Somebody has to start it going. And so for all of us, we have an advance team. That advance team showed up here around 1714. Very few of you were here then. And so in 1714, some people who followed Jesus told them, people here in Greater Cape May need to hear about the good news of Jesus. And they said, what a great idea, go do that. That's so awesome. And Jesus says, I'm waiting because you're first. And they said, okay. Now, maybe they said, okay, like you who did the blackboard when the teacher said, anybody want to clean the blackboard? We know who you are. Or maybe you're more like me. I'm not really feeling up to it at this time, but okay. And so you just sort of do it, not reluctantly, but you do it sort of not first choice. You just do it kind of secondarily. Okay, I'll do it, fine. And you finally come to your senses and say, it's just something you got to do. Well, they said yes. And for 300 and some years, they've been saying yes. The people who have sat right where you sit, they said yes. We will be it. We'll be that person. We'll be that couple. We'll be that family. We'll be that individual who will make a difference in Greater Cape May for Jesus. And so Jesus sent these disciples out after he said, you go first. And when they came back with stories, boy, did they have stories. You often wonder if they even made this stuff up. But of course, they didn't make it up. It just sounds like they made it up. I mean, they found that they had powers to do incredible, strange, odd, peculiar things to our modern ears. And what did Jesus say at the end? Great stories, guys. Really great stories. But here's the really great news. Stop focusing on what you can accomplish and just be glad that you're on God's team. That your name is written in the book of heaven. Just be glad you're on the team and God is using you to do amazing things. Because even though Jesus says you go first, he never wants us to wear a t-shirt that says I am first. He wants us to wear the t-shirt that says you go first so that other people will see it and they will know that we mean they go first. In other words, other people are more important than we are. Even though we do some amazing things here at Cold Spring Church, it's not about that. It's really about God inviting people back into God's family. It's about inviting people back into faith that once was vital in their life, maybe at a younger age. They sort of just grew away, just grew more distant. It's like the magnetic power just sort of wore off. And now this church's spiritual power, magnetic power, begins to resonate with them, and people gather here and they come back because they feel the good spiritual energy and they want to be part of what God's doing. But there's been maybe decades, 2, 3, 4 decades in between. They really felt that closeness to God, felt like they were on the team, and now they don't feel like they're on the team. Well, I got good news for you today. You're still on the team. And just to show it, when we come to the Lord's table in just a few minutes, you're all invited to come. Even if you haven't been to the table in 5 months, 5 years, 50 years, you follow Jesus? Is Jesus your Lord and Savior? You come to this table. You come to this table even if it feels like the first time, because you'll be supercharged in your heart and mind and body so that you then can know that God looks at you and say, you go first. Right now, you go first, you go first. And tomorrow morning, hear God's voice say, you go first. And just know that when you go first and I go first, we're not going first alone, we're doing it together. That God invites us all to be on his advanced team. How will people know that God loves them if they don't experience it from us? How will people know their sins are forgiven if we don't act forgiving? How will people know that God accepts them if we don't accept them? How will we know that God welcomes them regardless of their life experience, their circumstances, when they don't look like us, feel like us, have ideas like us? How will they know that God validates them too? Well, when we do it, they will. So just like God showed us what he was like by sending Jesus, Jesus says, and when people receive you, they receive me. And when they receive me, they receive the one that sent me. And so the great circle of God's life is complete. And it all begins right here today. Because God says to you, what does he say? You go first. Let us pray.